Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the warnings, the dreams, the messages that the Lord has been giving me. I'm glad to be back on YouTube today. The Lord has laid it on my heart to bring a couple things to you that are important. The first one is a warning. The second one is a vision, which is also a warning. And then the Lord gave me a very sobering and stern message for His people. And I felt in my spirit that I was to put this out publicly. So that's what I'm doing. All right, so let me go ahead and start with the warning that I received on the 2nd of May. In the middle of the night, I was woken up and I heard this. I heard, Utah, danger. Utah, danger. And then I went right back to sleep. I woke up in the morning, and when I woke up in the morning, I heard the same words. So I heard this two different times in the same night. Utah, danger. So whenever I hear from the Lord in the nighttime, in my dreams, a message about a state, a different state in the United States, I have found out that it is usually a warning of something that's going to happen. And so I want to put this out for all of you to be praying against any dangers that might be coming to the state of Utah in this late hour. Now, the Lord usually does not reveal to me what it is. And if I believe that the reason He gives me these warnings is so we can pray against them. And whatever the enemy has planned for a state or for people, I believe that we can, through prayer and through repentance, that we can minimize or turn it around. So that's why I want to get this out to you as soon as possible. So please pray for the state of Utah. Okay, secondly, on the 25th of April of this year, I was going to sleep and I put my head down the pillow, closed my eyes for just a brief moment, and I had a vision. Now, normally this does not happen. Normally the Lord gives me dream visions in the middle of the night where He wakes me up. But this happened just as I was falling asleep. And like I said, that's very unusual. And what I saw very clearly was a large glass of water. And it was like on a table. And then I saw the contents, I saw the water start sloshing back and forth, like somebody had shaken the table really, really hard. And when I opened my eyes suddenly, I knew it was because of an earthquake. I knew it was an earthquake that caused this glass of water to shake violently like that. So I don't know exactly what the Lord is pointing to. Obviously an earthquake, and He keeps showing me earthquakes. And so it's just another warning for an earthquake. Again, we continue to be praying for the Lord's mercy in all of this and for His people as well. So that's the second warning. All right, now let me go ahead and read to you this message that I got. It is for His people, but it is for His people who are not walking close to Him. It is for those who are lukewarm in the Lord. And if you know anybody like this, you know, maybe you can send this message to them. I will have this in a transcript. It's in my blog, and the link is down below. So you can go back and reread it for yourself, and I will have the scriptures there as well. All right, let me go ahead and read this message. I received this message. Actually, do I not have a date on this? I received it in April, and I actually didn't put the date down, but it will be in the blog. All right, here it is. Warn my people that their ways have not been acceptable to me. They do their own thing and do not seek me first. Their walk has been shallow and not heartfelt. They give me only a fraction of their day and keep the rest for their own desires. Though they have washed themselves with the blood of the Lamb, their fruit has not remained. They are stunted in their growth with me." Then I heard these words. I heard stalemate and stillborn. And I'll go back to that after the message. "I will once again shake the earth and will shake the lives of many. Disasters will come and will be used for my bidding. Fires, earthquakes, and weather anomalies are coming by my hand. I will no longer hold back my judgments, because in them my people will learn righteousness." I want to stop there, and this is like the second or third time I've heard from the Lord about the judgments being released, and it is for the people to repent and for the people to learn righteousness. Okay, back to the message. Oh, all right, so in the next part of this message, I started feeling from the Lord a sternness, this was not a happy message. I got the feeling of sternness, of harshness. He was not happy with his people. And that's the next thing he says. I am not happy with my people. They have not risen up to the occasion of the last days. They shrink back and do nothing. They follow men and not me. Soon their sorrows will flood the land, and then there will be a heartfelt cry back to me. I will then come and help those who are my own, and I will save those who cry out. I am the great rescuer for those who are in great need. Examine yourselves now with a magnifying glass and change your ways. These serious times require serious actions, not complacency. Seek me now while it is still day, for soon the night will fall. The time is late. Come back to me now, your Savior, Jesus. And that was the end of the message, brothers and sisters. I waited a little bit longer, as I usually do, and usually I'll hear one or two more things, and I ask the Lord if there's anything else, and I heard this. I heard, "Victory comes to those who put their whole trust in me." Let me say that again. "Victory comes to those who put their whole trust in me." And the last thing I heard was, "Do not put off tomorrow what can be done today." Okay, so while I was preparing for this message, the Lord led me to the churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3. There are seven churches that Jesus himself talks to. He either praises these churches or he reprimands them and encourages them to change. And so I was led to the church of Ephesians, where it says in Revelation 2:5, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent." And then most of you all know about the church of Laodicea. And this is the church, the lukewarm church, which many people have said would be in the last days. The Laodicean church is the last day church, and we can definitely see that. I want to read a little bit of that. It says, and this is Jesus talking again, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because thou say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, and that thou may be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, so that you may see." So please go read the rest of that. That is in Revelation 3, and I think it starts in verse 15 about the lukewarm church, because brothers and sisters, that's where we are at right now. Okay, well, that's all I want to share with you today. I'm so thankful for all of you who have been continuing to follow the ministry and to follow the things that the Lord has been sharing with me. Know that I continue daily to be praying for you. I love you all, and I bless you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shalom.